There are some hints that L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling may be giving up the fight for his team. ESPN is reporting that he has surrendered control of the team and is allowing his estranged wife, Shelley, to negotiate a sale. Apparently, the NBA would like this arrangement to go through quietly without any type of interference, assuming she doesn't try to retain part of the team for herself.
From what I've read, there are at least five groups that are seriously interested and have the jack to do it, including the computer guy from Seattle who would keep the team in L.A.
Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer.
Yeah.
Has said something about
and
that.
The other thing I'm reading is that the sale price could be $2 billion if, in fact, it goes to, to an auction.
But
$2 billion. He paid $13 million for it. And the question now that Shelley Sterling's got to figure out is the tax ramification, because I read it, if it does sell for that much, her capital gains tax would be
tremendous.
Like $325 million.
Yeah, what a horrible problem to have.
The difference between the $13 million price and what it's selling for now.
So then you just work that into the price. Say, hey, I need more money to cover this.
$2.5 billion? Yeah, no, that's not going
to
happen.
Look, I worked for a company once where I had to negotiate the hiring of someone. And my boss said, you got to hire that guy. He's the right guy for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And that word got back to the person that I was negotiating with.
So
then
his price went up.
Well, you have to go with salary and benefits and vacation and work. You have no leverage at all. That's exactly what's happening here with the LA Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that the team has to be sold, but the team wants her out by next season. And so the LA Clippers, who would have thought, is going to be the most valuable franchise in all of sports? Because they know that she has to, they have to get it from her.
But it's not going to be a long-term profitable.
But I think the reason that the price is going where it is because you've got five groups vying, and NBA teams are a valuable proposition right now. I mean, with the new ownership contract with the players, they're a license to print money basically at this point in time.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You pay $2 billion for a team. If they don't perform, they don't stay worth $2 billion. And you end up having a loss.
Look what the Bucks sold for, considering that they haven't been viable as far as a winning team for years.
But here's the thing. You're paying a premium price. How long will it be if the Clippers don't, if they don't turn out to be at least some sort of a, at least a way, you would consider a season to be what, half 50-50? If you win half your games, you're a winning season?
No, that's not a good season.
Okay, but I mean, that's what I'm talking about. When was the last time the Clippers were there?
The Clippers are a good team. I mean, they just got knocked out of the playoffs last week or a week before. I mean, they're a good team.
All right, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. All right, let's talk Indy just for a little bit. The fun story behind the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 is that Kurt Busch wanted to run both, and he was going to be one of the few drivers in recent history to attempt it. He ran the Indy 500, did fine. Then he headed down for the Coca-Cola 600, and his car blew an engine, so he was unable to finish.
Tony Stewart's the only one that's been able to complete both races ever. Somebody said that the amount of miles you would drive if you drove both races would be equivalent to driving from Chicago to Gainesville, Florida, without stopping.
Yeah, but at a nice rate of speed.
Well, I suppose.
Okay, let's see here. Tony Stewart, the only other driver to complete the back-to-back races, the double. It's been attempted by three other drivers, last being Robbie Gordon in 2004. Stewart in 2001 successfully completed the two races, listen to this, finishing sixth at Indy and third at Charlotte.
Mm.
That's not bad, man. That's not, I wonder how many five-hour energy drinks you'd have to drink to do that one.
And we should be happy that an American won the Indy 500. It was Ryan Hunter-Reay taking the milk jug and winning the Indy.
Good for him. Good for him.
It was a restart, too. They stopped the race. Did you watch it? They stopped the race debris on the track with seven laps to go. They didn't want the race to end on a caution flag like it did last year.
Yeah.
So they stopped the race and had a restart with seven laps to go, and it was an exciting finish.
He beat
Castroneves by like a fraction of a second.
It's just boring when everything ends on a yellow.
Right.
It's just horribly, horribly boring. All right, and then also in sports, now, unless you've got anything really important we got to talk about?
Well, the Brewers blew a game in the ninth inning yesterday. It wasn't pretty. They'll get back at it with the Orioles tonight.
No, wait a minute. If we can talk about IndyCar, we should talk about another sport no one cares about.
Here we go.
We have to talk about horse racing.
Because he was at the track this weekend.
I gambled in green pastures, and the girls were happy with smiles and first names.
Nice.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He won.
I did. I came back pretty flush from the track. Happy about that.
Good for you.
But
so you're buying lunch today.
In horse racing yesterday was the Rainbow Pick Six, which generated a lot of excitement. This is a bet at Gulfstream Park where you have to pick the winners of six races in a row. Very difficult.
Uh-huh.
And usually at other tracks that have a pick six, it's a $2 minimum. Of course, no one plays a $2 ticket. You say, I'll pick three horses in this race and five in this race. So the combinations could add up to a $100 ticket that you then lose. Pick Six there is a 50-cent bet. So you can bet more horses and more combinations for a smaller amount of money.
Yeah.
But there is no consolation payout. So if you lose, the money goes into the jackpot. The jackpot was up to $4 million yesterday.
Somebody won it?
Yesterday was the end of their racing meet at Gulfstream Park, so it was a mandatory payout. It was being paid to someone.
To whoever had the best record, whoever picked the most winners.
Well, there were so many people playing that there was a winner, and the guy is Daniel Borislow, who is the inventor of the Magic Jack cell phone thing that runs through your computer.
Oh, he needed it.
Yeah, he needed the $4 million.
Huh? Well, actually, by the time all the new money from yesterday was put in, it's a $6.4 million payout.
Nice.
Any indication of how much he dropped in order to win that payout?
I'm sure he covered many combinations.
He had to have.
But, I mean, the interesting thing is that, I mean, here is this dying sport that people only care about on Kentucky Derby Day or when someone is running for the Triple Crown. There were a lot of extra people at the track because suddenly people got interested again when there was a big enough prize, when there was enough juice on the line, everybody's in.
Last time I was leaving Vegas, we're getting ready to walk to the airplane, and a guy in a slot machine in Vegas hits it. And the thing's going off, and he's driving. I said, man, how much you win? He goes, $600. I said, how much have you put in this machine? He goes, over 1,000.
Anybody who's playing the slots at the airport in Vegas, there's no hope for him whatsoever.
No, you've got a real problem.
You've got a real problem.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
Now on DVD from Zoo Video, the story of a horse who could and did often.
Come here, boy. Come here. Air Biscuit.
The story of Air Biscuit, Sea Biscuit's more flatulent brother.
Yo, one boy.
What's wrong with Air Biscuit?
Hold on, man. He got out of the stall with the Chipotle. Damn Air Biscuit.
You'll watch Air Biscuit. You'll cheer for Air Biscuit. You'll pray you don't come anywhere near Air Biscuit.
And a horse that's been in the stall quite some time, if you know what I mean. Air Biscuit!
Air Biscuit now on DVD. Air Biscuit now on video. Air Biscuit on pay-per-view. Internet.
Damn, that's one farty horse.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.